Ben, if you were on Netflix or any of the streaming services, or even just on the internet during isolation, you would have no doubt heard of this new sort of cult movie. It's, I think, Italian, on Netflix, straight to Netflix kind of film. a lot of subtitles throughout. God, called 365 DNI or 365 Days.
I've seen it pop up.
Yeah.
But it's a raunchy one, isn't it?
Very raunchy. They've confirmed, they like compare it to be essentially porn because the sex scenes are so hectic. But this is probably the most iconic line from the film.
Are you lost, baby girl?
Lots of that doing the rounds on TikTok, Instagram.
Girl.
Women being like, this hot guy basically kidnaps this girl that he's been in love with for years and gives her 365 days to fall in love with him. It's got a very 50 Shades of Grey kind of vibe. He's really rich. He's like this mafia member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the plot, is that he's kidnapped her.
And he gives her 365 days to fall in love with him.
And so he's just going to let her go after a year.
Well,
if she's not in
love. Do you think he does, or do you reckon she falls in love with the hot rich guy?
It's called Stockholm Syndrome,
obvious one.
Mate.
It's a thing. That's it. A lot of people are like, oh, I'd get kidnapped by him any day. And it just doesn't sit right. You're like, okay, she was kidnapped by him. There's a lot of sex involved. It's got a real rape vibe to it.
Well,
kidnapping, grooming. It's almost like that whole human trafficking situation too. It doesn't sit well with me. It's a bit like 50 Shades of Grey, but I think a lot worse. And singer Duffy, the Welsh writer, she's actually come out because she was raped and kidnapped earlier this year.
Yeah, I remember.
Unbeknownst to me. She says that she cannot believe that this film has been released, that it's irresponsible. And there's actually a petition out now for people to sign it and get it removed altogether, which I know won't happen because everybody has a laugh and goes, oh, whatever, he's so hot. Don't allow this stuff just because someone's hot. It's not a good storyline.
I feel like in this day and age, people listen to petitions. People listen for calls like this.
Maybe.
For it to be cancelled.
I don't know. Anyway, obviously, some very, very difficult scenes and themes to explored in that movie. So if you need any assistance or you know someone that's in trouble, 1-800-RESPECT is the line. I can't believe I have to say that.